step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cups. Here's to this moment, it will never happen again.
This is Offstage and On the Air, performance number 707. I am Lisa Sheps. I am joined today by my lovely co-host with the Mo-hostess, Miss Nicole Shiro.
Hello!
Hola! You are listening to us on KOOP, HB, HD1, HD3, Hornsby, streaming live every day on February at KOOP.org. Please stick with us.
Step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your step right up, feast your eyes on the wonders of this world. Oh yeah.
What do you get when you
It is Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. On the show today, we have the Vortex Reps show, I See You, You're Seen, and then later we'll be talking to St. Ed's, the Mary Moody Northern Theater's production of Godspell. And of course, Nicole and I will have lovely discussions of the world of theater in Austin, New York, Chicago, Boston, and Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
Until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again.
I'll never fall in love again.
That was a refreshing little treat to play.
It was. Don't tell me what it's all about. Welcome, Nicole.
Hello.
I would like to thank once again Kim Simpson for another wonderful.
It was really, really good. I was like quizzing him 400 times. What was that song? What was this song? What's going on? Which one's happening?
Yeah, I know. It's always good. So he's just lovely, lovely, lovely. I want to, before we start talking about things, Octavia LaToy just came into the house, and I would like to say hello to her. Hello, Octavia.
Hello, everyone.
Now, that microphone right there, please.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Good. So obviously...
That's part of me. I was pointing to the other microphone for her, so...
Yeah, I want her, like, in the
I
center, because that's where we like her. Those of you watching on video can see what we're talking about.
Oh, no.
Gotcha.
Nobody's really watching. Watching
nobody is. She's just playing with us.
That song was very popular. Dionne Warwick, I believe, made it popular. But,
yes.
It was on the one and only Broadway show that Mr. Burke Bacharach did.
Yeah.
Of Promises, Promises in 1960.
The original.
And he died 1 week ago today at age 94.
He did.
Talk about someone very prolific and
left
an iconic
a stamp
and
in this,
all the, yeah.
in the universe.
And I always thought of him as kind of, I'll actually use their word because this is, I don't know if it is in this article or not. Milquetoast is kind of how I always thought of him, but he wasn't actually. He was kind of groundbreaking at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And given this kind of pop feel that was going on. And you know, he was not fond of working on Broadway.
No, he didn't like the Broadway. Isn't that funny?
Didn't like it at all. Well, it was too hard. And he couldn't control it. He wanted...
You know
he was
what?
Very particular that, about what his sound was.
And I understand that. I mean, and at least you're aware of that. You're down with it. You've come to grips. You're like, yep, not my jam.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just going to keep doing this. Yeah. And...
So some of his big songs, The Look of Love, that Dusty Springfield did in 1967, This Guy's in Love with You... Herb Alpert, and Close to You, that the Carpenters did. And then, of course, in 1965, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, which he did, which he reprised. And I don't remember this, but it's been in every article about him doing it in the Austin Powers movie.
Yes. Yes, yes. Yeah. He did show up in that and do it.
Yeah. Do you remember it, Octavia?
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I remember Austin Powers, but I think I was really young. I had no business watching it.
I don't want to talk to you about that. I was,
there's a lot of movies I had no business watching either. But yes, I was ancient too when that came out.
Yeah. So
he really did leave an imprint in the universe with his work.
Other ones, Walk On By, Alfie, Say a Little Prayer For You.
Ooh, I love that.
Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
I was about to say, please tell me you're going to get Do You Know Way to San Jose.
He won two Academy Awards, one for Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head,
mm-hmm.
which was one of the songs in the 70s that I had memorized.
I loved that song.
And then
these are like the soundtrack of my childhood.
I know, me too.
Yeah,
and then Arthur's theme.
Which is
how
funny
you get love between
because
the,
I thought that was Carol Bayer Sager and Peter Allen, but it must have been Peter Allen that performed it and Bert and Carol Bayer Sager wrote it.
No, you are absolutely right. It was written with Peter Allen, Carol Bayer Sager, and Christopher Cross.
Oh, okay. And then Bert performed it.
No, I believe he wrote it with them.
Oh, so they all got... Can you imagine being in the room with Peter Allen, Burt Bacharach, and Carol Bayer Sager?
Amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love that. That's the original Arthur theme song, we should say. The Liza and... what's his name?
Yeah.
Dustin? No.
So Promises, Promises.
Oh, my gosh. Dudley. Woo!
Dudley Moore. Promises, Promises ran for almost 1,300 performances. And it, I believe it's a Tony Award winning show.
I think
Two of the cast members won, but the show itself didn't. Promises, Promises in the same year as Hair. They both lost out to 1776.
I was like, isn't 1776? What three completely different musicals, by the way? Let's just stop and think about Promises, Promises, Hair, and 1776.
Yes.
And I did not realize that the... So there was... oh, God. What's his lyricist name? David...
Foster?
No, his last name. It's not David Foster. That would be interesting. David Foster, I don't believe, was born when most of his hits came out. Or he was
David
very
Foster's
young.
In his early 70s.
Yeah, but which would have made him extremely young.
Listen, Beethoven
anyway,
was writing hits
him.
Early, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm, you never know.
I got to remember. Hal David.
Hal David.
So he, Hal David and Dionne Warwick had this like triumvirate of powerhouse, but they split up. The three of them had in a very acrimonious and litigious, evidently, fight.
I bet you Ryan Murphy will make a story on that. Maybe that's his next feuds.
Maybe so. what's it say? So the Bacharach David Warwick triumvirate, which had already begun to grow stale, split up acrimoniously amid a flurry of lawsuits. So, interesting.
Do you think they were all like, say a little prayer for me?
Forever, forever. So, did you read the article in the Times about him and his Broadway and not really liking it all that much?
Yes.
Promises, Promises based on The Apartment. And the Broadway musical was written by Neil Simon. And he wanted Bacharach. And it was a David Merrick production, which I didn't realize.
Yes.
And we talk about David Merrick, and he was, I used to liken Scott Rudin to him, and I still do, because they're both like evil geniuses.
Problematic.
And problematic. but he, David Merrick was the producer on Promises, Promises, and he got real upset with
Bert.
Bert, because Bert did stuff like he changed the way the orchestra was set up in the theater, and he put them in group pods of four with plexiglass between them and mic'd them like they would be
in a studio
and mixed that way. And evidently it was a really good thing for the show and a good thing. But David Merrick liked it the way it used to be. He also let music, this was the first time, I think it was the first time, but he said, I want the music to come out before the show opens. Some of the music did. So I think like...
So some of the hits would come out. We were also, you know, this is when you still spun all the greatest Broadway hits on the radio. So that makes sense. That's great promotion.
And then Merrick wanted a hit song in the second act. And then was like really... pissy about it, evidently. And then I don't know if because of or just coincidentally, Burke Bacharach got pneumonia and went to the hospital. So David wrote the lyrics, and Burke Bacharach, and that's all, even had, it ended up being I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And then it, one of the lyrics to remind folks, what do you get when you kiss a guy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. Bacharach was in the hospital with pneumonia. and Bacharach came in and just wrote the music like really quick. And he said, quote, maybe because I was still not feeling all that well, I wrote the melody faster than I'd ever written any song before in my life.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I love hearing songwriters and how these things come to them and when they can pen like 500 things in. It's just fascinating.
So here's what he said about his Broadway experience, and we told Rex Reed. He said,
Rex
somehow
Reed,
I lived...
Another name I haven't heard in a while.
I don't think he's alive.
No, he's not, but it's, you know.
He said, somehow I lived through it, and I'm still alive. But this has been the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm wiped out by this show, man. I'll be in Palm Springs next week on Wednesday.
Yes. I'm wiped out by this show, man.
That. Rest in peace. He had a good run.
He did. He was cool.
We lost somebody else, Broadway. Eugene Lee, scenic designer.
I was like, scenic design.
And the production designer of Saturday Night Live since its beginning.
Wow.
And I always thought they were married. I worked with his wife, but according to his obit, they weren't married. Franny Lee. Early 80s. I did a show called Street Heat. We actually performed at Studio 54.
What a great name, Street Heat.
But Eugene Lee did things like Sweeney Todd, Ragtime, Wicked. Those are the ones that I believe he won Tonys for. He was also really involved with Trinity Repertory Company in Providence, Rhode Island.
Interesting.
Yeah, he won or shared 3 Tony Awards for his Broadway sets. Candide in 1974. And he was big on, I didn't know this about him, but he was big on transforming the theater. So very
he
much
wanted
like
the whole experience.
Yeah.
The whole like the immersive, like from the moment you step foot into the lobby. Like,
which makes a huge difference. That's the way, what's it called? We write letters in Russia.
Great Comet.
The Great Comet. Yeah.
The Rocky Horror Revival is like that. Moulin Rouge is like that. It's like the pies and waitress in the lobby, the pie baking, smelling.
So he also did the set for Sweeney Todd, which
we don't need to have immersive Sweeney Todd. I don't need to be making into mincemeat pies when I walk in.
Okay. But they did.
I don't want to become a mincemeat pie.
They did
pie.
It at the Barrow Street Theater, remember?
Yes, I did. I was being funny and it wasn't funny.
He also won a Tony for Wicked. He had 6 Emmy Awards for Saturday Night Live. And then he worked a lot, evidently, with Oscar Eustace, who is the artistic director to the public. And there was a quote
I feel like there was a good quote from them. I remember the quote, the public quote.
So Mr. Eustace recalled one, this is from the Times obituary. Mr. Eustace recalled one production, Hope of the Heart, in 1990, on which Mr. Lee's enthusiasm for the realistic had to be reined in. Eugene could be risky, even reckless, he said. When I first worked with him at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles, he insisted that the actors should use live ammunition, mercifully only BBs, in the course of the show. We had to do a full-scale test with a dozen of us wearing goggles to prove him that BBs would fly all over the auditorium and blind the audience if we used them. Reluctantly, he agreed to abandon the idea.
Oh, my God.
I
was going to say, imagine.
Imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it was just BBs, but oh my goodness.
I think that's funny.
That's hilarious. Can you imagine that conversation?
I can't. we did have an opening on Broadway last week, Pictures from Home, with Nathan Lane, Danny Burstein, and Zoe Wanamaker. And I swear, even after reading the reviews, I still don't know what it's about.
I was like, it's one of those, and I'm like, I don't get it. What am I missing?
It's from a photographer, Larry Sultan.
I got that.
And evidently had some kind of picture book that they made. They made a play about where.
Which is, I got that part because in that part of the graphics are all very much of the picture book and hands and stuff, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
Anyway, but I believe it's with the photographer and his parents. And I believe the parents are played by Nathan Lane and Zoe Wanamaker. Mm-hmm. And Burstein is the child. But it's flashbacky, so that's why they're probably all the same age. I don't know. I don't get it. It got the... Did
it's
they like
it? Fascinating cast.
Had, I know. 4 thumbs up, 7 in the middle, and 1 thumbs down.
I wonder if all the in the middle people were like, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So I'm just going to let folks go read the reviews themselves. I'll have a link to the Did They Like It site at offstageonair.com. I will say this. The quote from Jesse Green said, it's funnier than expected. And it's Bartlett Shear who directed it. And Shear's poetic naturalism as he creates stage pictures is always moving to watch. Nor does Picture from Home lack for photos. For pathos. Pathos, photos, it's the same thing. and then I think maybe I want to talk about two more things. There's an article in Playbill called Rethinking Theater Criticism. There's going to be a conference for it this month. It's going to happen February 18th and February 25th. It's dedicated to discussions and workshops surrounding the modern evolution of theatrical criticism. And we've talked about that on the show a lot, that there's not enough diversity in criticism. It's typically white men that are out there writing these reviews, and therefore they have only one frame of reference to go by. And so we as a public don't get to get a good idea, a well-rounded idea of the opinions. Now, I think Did They Like It? Site Arrogator has done a pretty good job of
they have.
Mixing it up now, because we have several critics of color. So it's getting better, but it's still not there. In Austin, we're still primarily white guys.
White men, yeah, for sure.
We also don't have as many reviewers, really.
True. Yeah, well, that's true. And that's...
And then a lot of people don't really review. A lot of people give like summaries.
Summaries,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So it's just... It's a different beast on top of a different beast kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So this is something that people can join in on. It's
when
virtual.
Do you know when that is? Oh, it is virtual.
February 18th
everyone.
And February 25th. There's also in-person events, but it's mostly virtual. And you can get information at day8.org, dayeight.org.
Interesting.
Equity, which started a program called, keep forgetting what it's called, Open Membership.
I was like, open something.
You know, back when I got my Equity card, there was really, there was two ways, but really only one way you could get your Equity card, and that was to be offered a contract, which was a big catch-22 because you couldn't audition for anything unless you were Equity.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was tough. Everybody was trying fines to work the system. The other way you could get it was to get your SAG or AFTRA membership, and you could join that way. But really, the only way to do it was that. And then after, I don't know when they did
it. The points.
They have a point system. Mm-hmm. But during the pandemic, they said that was not an equitable way of doing things. And if mm-hmm. we really want the equity membership to mirror what the country looks like, we should just open it up. And they did. They made it temporary. It was supposed to expire this May. They now made it permanent, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is they're going to phase out the points thing. It's like, why have it at all now? Yeah. But it still exists. You can be an equity candidate.
Probably for those people who were almost finished completing their points.
Maybe.
Or had contracts already. I mean, I was here and I only had this last show left with these points to earn it, I'd want to do it still, even though I could go in and it's my own personal...
Finished it out.
Mm-hmm. It's my own personal victory. Yeah. Like, absolutely. I get it.
Yep. The last thing I was going to talk about, and I don't know why I have this in here. There was an article about J. Harrison G., which I evidently did not bring with me. I don't remember what it was, but I thought it'd be really fun to talk about them. And then just to remind folks about this.
How you doing? I'm J. Harrison G. with Kinky Boots First National Tour playing Lola, and you're listening to Offstage and On the Air on KOOP Hornsby, Austin.
We may need to do it one more time. My levels weren't ready for that. Oh, sorry. I think you blew us away.
And I was like eating the mic.
That was a fun day.
That was a fun day.
Jay Harrison G is playing the lead role in Some Like It Hot. Mm-hmm. They have come out as non-binary. Mm-hmm. And anyway, and I don't remember why I wanted to talk to him, but there he is. And I wanted to play that. And then we're going to take a break. I wanted to go, you know, Some Like It Hot has not done a cast album yet.
No.
So I just looked up Some Like It Hot. And I came up with this. This is by Nat King Cole.
It's a good choice.
Yeah. So this really,
this is
Broadway adjacent. Here Nat it is. King we'll Cole. Be right back. You are listening to Offstage and On the Air on KOOP 91.7, streaming live at KOOP.org. It stars me, Lisa Sheps, and who else?
Woo. Me, Nicole Shiro.
And who else?
Today,
me, Octavia LaToya.
Octavia LaToya, it's so good to see you.
It's so good to see y'all.
I feel like we don't see each other nearly as much as we should.
I agree. Invite me over. I go to ground floor all the time.
I'm going to.
I love it.
You are doing your show. I see you. You're seen.
Yes, I am.
Which is your solo performance. Memoir-esque.
Yes, exactly that. Exactly that. A choreo poem kind of based on real life experiences. It's definitely a coming of age story about Black girlhood for sure. I'd say.
You've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were on this show talking about it.
Yeah, you're right. That was our workshop. So we've done two workshops. This is the full production.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
Now you get the full kit and caboodle.
Yes, and it's making me giving me anxiety and all that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Mm. No, but I happen to know you're up for the job and up to the task, and you're going to be amazing. I can't wait to see it.
Hope so.
It's being done at the Vortex.
Yes.
And from workshop one to workshop two to to production, lots of changes?
Lots of changes. We have, the script is a little bit more concise. There are some things that are added in. We have more music that is also concise. So it'll be some instrumental. And then Jade and the Foxtones, Allegra is doing the music.
Oh, yeah. Love Allegra.
Yeah, literally. And more choreo. And I don't know why I chose to do a choreo poem because I'm not a dancer. But, you know, we're going to wiggle.
You are now.
Hello, and that's the truth. Yes.
So on stage, it's going to be you and a band, Allegra.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, so they recorded the tracks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll just be me and me.
It'll be just you and you. There's nothing intimidating about that.
Yeah, not at all, right? No. And I tend to want to, get small, but that's exactly
See, that's what I can't imagine about you.
Really?
Small is not how I would ever describe you.
Oh, don't make me cry. I've been emotional all day. Yes.
No, I feel that you are a powerhouse. So,
oh my gosh. I would agree with that.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know that Simone Alexander is directing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also directed the workshops, did she not?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, she's been
all
with you
them.
From the beginning.
From the beginning. I don't know what I would do without her. I bring her everywhere with me. And so now that she has baby Nolan, I'm just like, oh no, who's going to be I just hide behind Simone. But I mean, this is what it's spreading wings, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. So Simone, if you're listening to this, I love you.
You're actually going to be opening this pretty soon, right?
Yeah, 9 days.
9 days, mm-hmm. On the 25th.
The 25th,
excellent.
March 11th.
This is at that point in a production where you go, oh, we have 10 days. Yes. Oh, my God, we have 10 days.
Yes, literally.
It's
literally.
It's a ways away, and it's right around the corner.
And it's right
around
the corner.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Literally, I had a mini breakdown the other day with our assistant director, Valerie Johnson. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do this. And she said, Octavia, where's your planner? You need these days you do lines, these days you do choreo.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so she's great.
I need a person like that in my life.
Just in general, every day. Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, you feed your dog. At this point, you turn on the TV.
The TV.
Set.
I think you could set up your watch to talk to you and do that.
Oh.
I probably could do that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But it's the in person.
I agree. That would drive me nuts to have some computer going.
Yeah.
Nicole.
No, I don't like that.
No.
So, Octavia, you're going to give us a little piece
a
of
taste?
It. Yes?
A little piece of it. Yeah. Yes.
How can you? Do you want to set it up in any way? What are we going to hear?
This is going to be the first scene, the first poem in the choreo poem. It's called "Burn It Down." Yeah, it kind of sets you up for everything else that comes after.
Wonderful. Well, this is Octavia LaToy doing a choreo poem for My CU. You're seeing her solo performance, which will be done at the Vortex.
Yes. Hey, little black girl. So young and so bright, so beautiful, it's blinding. Luminous like the stars in the night sky, the world at the fingertips. Staring up at the heavens, as vast as your potential. Stifled and stuttering over your words because your brain moves at the speed of light. It lights up and twinkles. Electricity sparks with every thought, every rhythm. It pops. And your mouth moves much slower. Your drawl colored by southern hospitality. Yes, ma'ams and no ma'ams raised in warmth. Excited and talking so fast and disjointed, forgetting to enunciate and trying to get it all out. Afraid that someone will interrupt. Grateful to even have the chance to speak at all. It's not often. Ancient wisdom in your bones. Special vernacular intrinsic to your tongue. Lifetimes lived and lessons learned. An ear used for your ancestors' guidance. Burn it down. Hey, little black girl whose brain is fire. She is fire, an explosion. Black powder, power, understanding that the personal is political. And that a girl like her and so many others will also be in rage all of the time. Wanting to wake everyone up. Yelling, no justice, no peace in the streets. You will burn this world down. Realizing that the world is upset. It's burning us down too, freezing us down too. Hey, little black girl, when they compare your life to property, don't listen. God knows they didn't care when we were property either. Build a new tomorrow. Reveal what is new. Learn how to heal and regenerate like Mama Earth. She will be here long after we are gone. Hey, little black girl, who's scared? It's an eerie retribution, a walking gravesite. America the brave, America the beautiful, the American dream. You've learned that one person's dream is another person's nightmare. And America's gotten a lot of explaining to do, little black girl. Don't interfere with its Pluto return. Hey, little black girl, when they mispronounce your name, don't let them. Honest mistakes happen, but your name was not one of them. You say your name is Octavia, and you may not know it now, but you will. Hey, little black girl, it's time to go. Make them feel your warmth, your love. The same fire spanning generations once used against you is in your hands now. Let them know that you're from Texas and the little heat doesn't scare you. You don't flinch, never flinch. Hey, little black girl, they think you're smart now. They think you're bright now. Watch you ignite as you burn this world down and become the supernova they never expected. They've never, ever seen anything like you before. Hey, little black girl, I see you. You're seen.
Oh, that is amazing.
So awesome sauce.
And the title choreo.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So you did grow up in Texas.
I didn't.
Did you grow up here? San Antonio.
Yeah,
San Antonio.
I went to college here.
Yeah, so I think so much that anybody, especially from the South, can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
How is it for you to work your stuff out on stage in front of the world?
Oof. It's hard. I cry every time. And it's super vulnerable. I think though it's easier to have an audience because I feel like I'm connecting to someone. And so it feels like I'm not alone, you know? So I think
you're not alone.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you.
And opens on the 25th and plays through...
Plays through March 11th.
And where can folks go to get more information?
VortexRep.com.
.org.
.org, thanks.
So, yeah. I have it written down.
Kill me. Yeah.
Well, Octavia LaToy, thank you so much for coming again. We really love having you here. Come back any old time.
Okay, now I will.
Excellent. Okay, that was Octavia LaToy, Vortex Reps production of I See You, You're Seen. It is her solo performance written by her, directed by Simone Alexander. It plays February 25th through March 11th. For more information, vortexrep.org. This is from the show Taboo.
Boy George.
Boy George song. This is called I See Through You.
I see through you.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air on KOOP.
I forget how rocking the Taboo is, but I mean, again, it is the Boy George, so am I really?
Well, you know, a lot of people got to hear our conversation because I left the mic up while we were on break there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Amazing.
It's a good thing we weren't cursing.
It's a good thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about local stuff, and then we're going to invite our next guests on. So I just locally wise, just sort of want to say that I've done a lot of theater going to lately.
You have. You've been out and about and out on the town.
I've been out and about. We went to see...
I was out and about with you one night.
You were out and about. We went to go see Cinderella at Zach Theater.
Yes, we did.
Sorry, my headphones are doing crazy, weird things.
Are they making
things.
Weird sounds?
They are.
It's okay.
And you know what? I was playing with the wrong little cable here.
So that wasn't fixing anything.
No, it wasn't doing anything. So, okay, now I'm back. So we went to see Cinderella. I saw a high school production of Into the Woods, which I think is very brave of them to do. I went last night to see Aladdin. That's Broadway in Texas.
Broadway in Austin.
I'm trying to say, you've got me all paranoid about what to say, because it goes by many different titles, actually.
Broadway in Austin.
Broadway in Austin. It's playing at the Bass Concert Hall right now through the weekend. It's big and bold and fun
to
see.
There is a flying carpet.
There is indeed a flying carpet.
flying carpet is cool.
Yeah. And then the last, oh my God. And then I saw in the beginning, the... C.B. Goodman show?
Yes.
Gracklejack that we had
I was about to say Gracklejack.
How much fun
was
that?
Well, C.B. is always a lot of fun.
Yep. Unfortunately, if you're just hearing this now, you've missed the opportunity.
You have, but it's going on to play in New York.
New York. Yep.
And I think she just sent out the dates and where that's happening.
Yep. This weekend we have the Outsider Fest at Vortex.
It's a lot going on.
And then other things that are playing right now, we have the last week of Frontera Fest, Best of the Fest.
Yes.
TexArts has got the last 5 years going on. The Poetry Shift, Southwest Theater Productions, that's playing at Trinity through the 4th of March. Cinderella is still playing on the 5th. And just to remind folks about Cinderella, you know, that's it's a deaf and hearing cast. Lots of stuff to watch.
There's some really spectacular moments in that show. Mm-hmm. That Mervin.
Yeah. Mm. Mervin's amazing. ACC is doing a show called The Snow, which opens on the 16th and plays through the 5th. Austin Shakespeare, we had them on the show last week, is doing The Real Thing.
That Tom Stoppard.
Tommy Stoppy is what I
like
that,
say. Mr. Yep. Stoppard.
It opens on the 17th and plays through the 5th. Everything seems to be playing through the 5th.
I know, but then there seems to be a lot of things opening on the 3rd and the 5th, so yep. We'll refill them right back up with other little goodies.
We just keep going. I did want to say one thing that we didn't talk about in the opening section that I just want to talk about. Between Riverside and Crazy has been streaming, they call it a simulcast, through the League of Livestream Theaters.
Doesn't that sound like it's some crazy ministry? The Leave of Livestream Theaters.
It's
it does. It just sounds like, I don't know.
It's like they're the...
It sounds like they have a club. Evil. They got the little cave. You knock on the door. Like, I don't know. There's something mystical.
Anyway, so these are available to watch via stream, but they're... pricing, they're charging $68 to see it. And I have two different feelings that come up for me. First of all, that's a bargain for a Broadway show.
Right.
But second of all, if you're trying to get accessibility, Can't you find a way to do it cheaper?
Because Broadway HG, like, they just added Audra McDonald and Lady Day
to Broadway HD.
Amazing. Like,
Broadway HD is amazing.
Yeah, and that's a fraction of that. Yep. Interesting.
I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. I honestly don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know.
You know, I want more accessibility. I want to be able to have the opportunity to see those. But personally, I can't afford it.
I mean, if there was something, I don't know, you know, if someone told me that was happening with, like, Hugh Jackman, I'd probably be like, yeah! So yeah. I guess it just depends on what if that's your jam.
Yep. So let's just jump into Today in Theater History.
Today stuff happened. Tell me about it, Lisa.
It is the birthday of Bill T. Jones.
Oh, Bon Iver, Bill T. Why do I feel
I don't
like...
Know who it, I mean, there's his picture. I don't know who he is.
I feel like I do know who he is.
We also, in 1939, you remember this, The Little Foxes opened at the National Theater.
Who did we just have on with that, with The Little Foxes recently? I don't know. In the last 2 years.
And then one of my favorite smaller theaters in New York, The Booth, back in 1950.
I love The Booth.
Come back, Little Sheba. Come back, Little Sheba.
1950.
It is the birthday of Olga Meredith. I don't know,
Olga.
And Harold Arlen was born in 1905. Do you remember who Aaron Arlen was?
Oh, he changed his name.
I don't think so.
No?
Anybody? Anybody else who's here can answer that?
Are you going to play something?
I am going to play something.
Was he a composer?
He's a composer. Yes, if you're going to talk, you need to come right into the microphone.
What did he compose?
Did he write Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
He did.
Not only
did he write Somewhere Over the Rainbow, he wrote all the music from The Wizard of Oz, and that voice was Jarrett Mallon that you just heard. So we're going to go take a little break, and we are going to, it will be painfully obvious.
Obvious.
Painful to some, not to me. Here it is. We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa and Nicole, and we have a whole slew of people here right now.
We've got a party going on.
These are the people from St. Ed's University and the Mary Moody Northern Theater and the production of Godspell. You heard Jarrett Mallon, who's nowhere near a microphone, but he can wave. Or he can say hello.
Hello.
Hello. He's there. We are so fortunate to have the new, I don't know, artistic director. Is that your title? Anna Skittis Vargas.
That's fine. Or resident director or
and a
of
new you have a bigger family.
I do. Yeah, I now have a 4-month-old at home.
Yeah, Mazel Tov.
I have not slept in a year.
Yeah.
I was about to say probably almost a year now, right?
Year. Yeah. Well, lots of changes in your family going
Very
on right
exciting.
Now. We have Maddie Bazanas.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
And Lillian Harlow.
Hello.
Hi. Well, you guys are doing Godspell.
Yes.
I have to say, I'm sure I've talked about it on this show. So I grew up in the 70s. Jesus Christ Superstar and Godspell came out in a similar time. I grew up Jewish. I felt like I did not have the right to know those shows. So I completely ignored them in my childhood, which is weird.
Which is weird, but then weird. you got into the Godspell and the Superstar.
Get a little into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like the Joseph too.
Oh, I've always loved the Joseph, but Joseph is Old Testament.
Yeah.
that is indeed the book
but
of my people.
But you do get down with Jesus, it happens.
But y'all are doing Godspell. Anna, tell us about this show.
Yeah, I mean, the things that I'm really excited about is that, I mean, the show itself is about building a community. So we've been really focusing on all of these community aspects. And, like, we also have this Theater for Social Change class that I'm teaching this semester, which is new this year.
Amazing.
Yeah, what a great class.
Yeah, so I know y'all can't see me, but I am covered in mud. My feet are wet. my pants are ripped. We went and did, we partnered with Keep Austin Beautiful today, and we picked up trash on the Blend Creek Greenbelt Trail.
Good for you.
Which is cool.
Fantastic.
We're also doing food drives for the Central Texas Food Bank and organizations. We also just have a really cool community engagement display. I realize this is our reach beyond the stage right now, but that's what I'm the most excited about right now because the show is working on its own without me now.
Amazing.
So, yeah, we're focusing on building a beautiful city.
I know that song.
Yeah.
So the show is Parables. And
correct.
Stars one Jesus Christ as a Superman.
Yeah, perhaps.
Are you doing the Superman thing?
We are not doing the shirt? Superman thing. Okay. But he has a really nice shirt that has a big rainbow on it that says everyone. Aww. Which I love.
I was going to say.
And Maddie, are you playing said character?
No, I am not. That is one of the students, Che. He's phenomenal in the role. He's doing really well.
Che Guevara?
No. Che Guevara.
That would be amazing.
Yes, he came back from just to do this.
So, honestly, I don't know the show well enough to know that, you know, I know that, you know, there is the Jesus Christ character, but, like, if you look at the movie, all the other characters have characters, but we don't really know their names. Do we know your names?
You already introduced myself as my character name, okay. Basically. Yeah, the energy for Godspell is basically if you're not Jesus or Judas or John the Baptist, you are just a part of this community. Right. You are an ensemble helping tell the story. So everyone is essentially just a version of themselves.
And what
so
I love
great.
About it is
that's
like,
I,
you go through and you...
I like.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's part of the things I like about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too. And they, like everybody has their own, they're featured in their own mm-hmm. song. How big is the cast? Is it 12?
It is 16.
Okay, I thought 12.
I know, I'm
aren't
so sorry.
12?
I've ruined the apostles.
Well, but. Yeah. You know, I this is the way I learn.
Yeah, we did go. We went through and we devised the staging together. So the lines are split up a little bit differently. A lot of fun with some ad-libbing mm-hmm. without adding too much time, I promise.
Talk about that process, devising
yeah,
the staging.
Yeah, I was about to say, that seems like
yeah,
that would have been.
I mean, the script itself leaves it really open-ended where it's like, we did this, you could do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you keep the text intact. And you make it work for your own people, so you sort of get to just place it on top of the ensemble that you have.
Exactly. Like, the energy of the show is that we're basically in a community like Beer Garden or what have you, like out at Cosmic or Hello Darling, places like mm-hmm. that. And so, like, we do try and have it feel as much like it would be an Austin production as possible. Like, one of the parables we have done is entirely in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got a Stars at Night bit. Deep in the Heart of Texas.
I'm pretty sure
bit.
That was your idea.
It was yeah. my idea. Yeah, well, I was like, I know we're going to need to slip this in here at some point. Let's just do it right off the bat.
Amazing. Is there a song that's done in Spanish?
No.
No,
no
okay.
there isn't. I feel like we would maybe get in trouble for that one.
Awesome.
Maybe a bit.
Well, you never know. There are ways to go about that are done with permission. Mm-hmm. So many different ways to stage this in terms of environment, time frame. Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing? When and where is this in the world?
Yeah, it's happening today, uh-huh. as Maddie said.
On Wednesday?
No, sorry. Yes, today.
I know
it's
what
happening,
you're talking about.
all around us. All good gifts around us. So it's happening. It's set today. It's set, like Maddie was saying, it's set very much in the sort of like Austin, like patio beer garden, like a live band is playing. So that's kind of the vibe. We also just, I'm going to sneak this in here. We have a majority green sustainable design as well.
That's cool.
Which is super exciting. Yeah, we've sort of imagined, you know, if you can think about it this way, Jesus as a radical.
So we're
treating him very much like a climate activist who's interested in radical inclusivity.
And who is a scenic designer?
That would be Jacob Foster.
Yeah. And in what ways is it carbon neutral, or how is it green? In what ways are y'all going
green
with it?
We're doing LED fixtures for this one. We're doing, we've got a beautiful chandelier made out of recycled bottles.
It is so incredible.
It's gorgeous.
Like it.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
You look at it without any of the stage lights, and you're like, what is this little sculpture they've got hanging doing? And then you see lights hit it and the lights will like refract off of the bottles in such ridiculously beautiful ways that you're like, oh wow, that really mm-hmm. opens up this
it's
space
gorgeous.
Tremendously.
They can be really beautiful. Ride the Wave, that was just on the Vortex, had mm-hmm. They made jellyfish out of recycled plastic and stuff like that. And again, when the light hit it, it was like, it's so pretty.
It's so cool though when you have a moment on stage like that obviously you're doing this because of the experience for the audience, but when you're in the show yourself and you're having that same experience uh-huh. that the audience is having with this whoa moment, mm-hmm. it's just, that's kind of special.
Whoa moment, by the way, was my moment. Sorority name yes. in college. Lillian, I'm yes. guessing that you play Lillian.
Yes, I do play Lillian. Yes. I play myself.
Don't tell anybody, but that is my favorite role.
Yeah. Thank
you. What song do you perform in the show?
I'm singing Turn Back Oh Man with another one of our castmates, uh-huh. Kylie Gaddis. So we share that song.
It's incredible.
And then I also sing part of Prologue and Tower of Babel with Maddie, and there's eight of us singing that song.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those numbers that kind of got added after the show initially started its existence. I don't know when exactly it came about, but like the intro to the show over time has like morphed into like various philosophers throughout time kind of issuing their mm-hmm. particular values before John the Baptist comes in and is like, hey, listen to the word of Jesus Christ instead.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very cool song.
And Lillian, are you a student?
Yes, I am.
You are. And you are not, Maddie.
I am not. I am an alumni of the program, though.
You're a ringer is what we call you.
I am one of the guest artists there, this
ringer,
this particular production, yes.
Yeah, no, but that's amazing. That's one of the things we love about St. Ed's, and it's a great opportunity. Yeah. When I was doing college theater, we just performed along with other college people, and so we never really got to learn about people that are out there in the business and actually coming as an alumnus.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you're going to sing for us today.
I am, yes.
What are you going to sing for us?
I am singing All Good Gifts, which is the song I sing in the show.
Well, that would make sense.
Yes. No, I'm singing someone else's song.
So get those headphones on and make sure you can hear before I start the music.
All right.
And one of the things that I did not get to say in our very short time during a break, and since I engineer my own show, everybody just sees how the sausage is made here. So what I was going to try to tell you before I had to go back on the air is if you're belting, you actually physically need to step away from the microphone.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Okay. With that said, let's listen to Maddie Mazanis singing All Good Gifts from Mary Moody Northern Theater's production of Godspell.
We plow the field and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft, refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So thank the Lord.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my God, that was gorgeous.
Yeah, Maddie is our ringer because they're one of the only people who can sing up there. world, I've decided.
What a beautiful song. You know, I thought of a really good question while you were singing it, and now it's just totally like scattered out of my brain. So this was... what's lovely about this piece and St. Ed's, it's done in the round. If people don't know that, the theater in the round, how is that for
such
you guys
experience
working in that
it's
environment?
It's one of my favorite ways to perform, honestly. Like, it was something that I was pretty much exposed to whenever I first started at school, almost over 10 years ago at this point. God. but, like, it's one of those places where or really any theater in the round is a place where if I have the opportunity to work there, I will gladly do it, because it's one of those things where you can't really hide. You will mm-hmm. always be performing if you are visible on stage.
Great. And Lillian, what yes. year are you in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior.
Yes.
And then you've been in the program all
Yes, I've
all
been
three
in the program
so far?
For 3 years now.
Okay, wonderful. And just so I just exciting. Have to ask you, what uh-huh. do you have plans after college?
Right now, I want to try to go and act. I mean, nothing's super
solidified.
There
is no try.
Right,
there is only do.
Exactly. But that's my plan for now. And I just, yeah, use what I've gained from doing this program to go out there and find jobs and settle down.
Well, what, I love you know, that.
What I love about this area, we have you know, four schools that are yeah. that always have, and I don't go enough to see the schools, and this is a really good opportunity for our listeners to go over to St. Ed's. Just really beautiful,
exceptional work.
Yeah,
it really is.
Beautiful theater, a beautiful campus,
yes,
and great views. So, yes. so you want to get there a little early, because right outside the lobby are these beautiful views of Austin mm-hmm. On that hill at St. Ed's, which, by the way, was created by a volcano.
Wow.
Oh.
Dun, dun, I learned dun. This.
Dun, dun, dun.
Everybody, nobody fact check that, please.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. And Maddie, are you still here in Austin?
I am, yes. Yeah, I moved back here a few months after the start of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I was in New York for a couple of years. And
heard of that
everything,
place.
Yeah, everything dried up pretty much overnight. And I yep. was like, well, if I'm going to sit around doing nothing, I'd rather be closer to home. So
I was, yeah.
Amazing. Well, I'm glad you're here. When does this show open?
Tomorrow
on the 16th, and runs to the 26th, Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Right, and where can folks go to get information? I just put in my notes to Google St. Ed's Godspell, but you have a magic web address, don't you?
Yeah, it's steds.edu/Mary-Moody-Northern-Theater.
Yeah. Oh, I thought y'all had a secret one that found its way there. But the easiest way I found to get there, rather than do what Jared just suggested, was to go into your web search, Mary Moody Northern Godspell Theater, whatever, and yep. you will get there.
Godspell St. Ed's will also do it.
Godspell St. Ed's. Godspell Austin. You know, let's talk
about the ways we can find it.
Well, thank you. And then once again, Anna, congratulations. This is you've just stepped into the role.
Yes,
and Jerry, you actually just stepped into your role. You were over there running TexArts before, which is now doing the last 5 years, which just follows everything Ground Floor Theater does, because we just did that the last December. Yes. And I will say, while you're here, that the very first guest on my show was TexArts, Golf the Musical.
I was like, it was the golf.
It was Golf the Musical.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you all very much.
And I look forward to seeing Godspell.
We look forward to having you. Thank you.
Indeed.
Wonderful. So that was Anna Skittis Vargas, Maddie Bazanis, Lillian Harlow, and Jarrett Mallon of St. Ed's Mary Moody Northern Theater, production of Godspell, opening tomorrow, February 16th through the 26th. For more information, you know, do Google St. Ed's. Godspell. Here's another song from that show.
All right.
Day by day,
We've pretty much used up our time here, here on the Co-op Radio, and it was a fun show.
It was.
I want to see if there's any. We have just like a minute more than we normally do. And we went through everything we did.
I was like, I think you went through most everything.
How do you feel about the equity open membership thing?
I mean, you know, it's one of those double-edged swords, I guess. Like, I love it. I think it's always been difficult for people to get it sometimes. I don't think everyone has the opportunity to get points or get into that, you know, audition. But at the same time, will it change everything if it's just a free-for-all with everyone? But isn't that an audition in the first place? So, you know what I mean? Yeah. I could go round and round and chase my tail talking about it.
I think I'm in favor of it.
I think overall, that's how I feel in general.
Yeah, it levels the playing field a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's really no reason. I mean, most other unions you could just join.
I know. So, I mean, if you're paying your dues,
unless
doing
it's
your
local
time,
one of IOTA,
you still
you
have
cannot.
To have talent and audition. It's not changing any of
True that.
So.
True that. Well, great. So You can get information about this show and all of our shows at offstageonair.com. We're going to be going into our membership drive here at Co-op in a couple weeks, so get your pocketbooks ready for that.
Save up.
We will be asking you for money at that point. We want you to freely give it. So we're playing, and I did not get time to look this up. This is a new release.
I saw this, and I'm like, I don't know this.
It's from a show. It's a concept album right now, but it's a show called Epic, the Cyclops Saga.
Do you think it's an epic saga?
It's supposed to be. Anyway, we're going to go out with that. It's called My Goodbye, and... we will. I'm Austin Common Radio. It's coming up right after this. And that's it. It is a pre-recorded show. So don't call in. He's not here. It's pre-recorded. Can't answer the phone.
I mean, you can call in. Just won't get.
You can't. You won't get anything. This is My Goodbye from Epic, the Cyclops Saga.
Dun, dun.
See y'all next week when we look at what's happening offstage and on the air. Bye.
Ciao.
You were reckless, sentimental at best. That's not a teaching of mine. You've grown soft, your dead friends can attest.
Hey,
put your emotions aside.